For years, I have been considering the idea of a total work of art, the idea that everything I'm doing, from the writings to the paintings to the sculptures, form a whole.
The whole of Enrique Martinez Zelaya's art installation, The Pearl, takes up 12,000 square feet at Site Santa Fe. That's the size of 6 average American houses. You might in fact be thinking of houses as you enter. Projected on the strips of rubber door is the large head of a German shepherd, gobbling a house-shaped wedge of dog food. The galleries also flaunt familiar objects, a burn-scarred table, clocks, and mementos.
You know, ceramic birds that you immediately recognize somewhere in the back of the memory to your grandmother's house. And it immediately points, in a very fuzzy way, in a very vague way, somewhere in the past. You might not be able to localize this quite yet.
Martinez Zelaya was born in Cuba. He lives now in Miami. He's not the first artist to tap into the amorphous visual ground of memory, but he is among the very few who compares his art to a poem, then informs it through the hard science of quantum mechanics.
My background in physics allowed me to think of the machinery of memory, the machinery of our place, the creation of meaning in some ways, as maybe one would think of in quantum mechanics, the flickering. For example, let's take meaning. The meaning as the flickering of an idea constantly being there, not being there. And that flickering is really what meaning is. It's not something very stable. And I think memory, that sense of constantly projecting, not being able to verify it, going through the extreme subjective to somehow try to arrive at some objectivity of what happened to oneself. The relationship between memory and illusion and delusion. All those things in my head, they are connected to the vocabulary of mathematics and physics more than the vocabulary of signs and symbols.
Signs indeed populate The Pearl, though. Plastic tubing loops overhead. It transports salt water through the galleries. There's a canoe that hardly looks seaworthy. It's been tarred and feathered. Its passenger is a toppled lighthouse. There are paintings, too, of a man rowing in heavy seas.
And then I'm moving from paint to tar to water. And water, which is a very important and unifying theme throughout, and specific the form of water that one finds in tears. So materials pointing to the landscape, pointing to vague universal sense of common domestic experiences. All of those things are present here. All of the things are operating in friction with each other.
In Gallery 4, a viewer comes upon the life-size figure of a bronze boy. He's crying. His salt tears fall into steel troughs lined with pine needles, and they keep on traveling. The artist writes in his online journal that the pearl
ostensibly is made up of objects, images, words, and sounds. But it is really written on the dust of rooms long ago left silent. Where the boy used to be still waits for my return, sitting on a pine wood chair, his eyes wide open.
I begin with writings of certain things that are preoccupying me. In this particular time, I began to the idea of loneliness in a room, which sounds quite abstract. And then I begin to ask around or feel the perimeter, the fringes of that question of loneliness. How does it come to be? What is it? Well, how can I touch it? And I begin to do diagrams and relation between, say, loneliness and distance or loneliness and regret. And then using philosophy and poetry and so on, I begin to kind of ground that form. And then I begin to make it relevant for myself. And then that's when drawings usually start. And then I build some paintings, I change them, paint them over, and something begins to be constructed. And right around a third of the ways that I count to say, how do you move through a space like sight? And how can this idea be projected onto that space?
If loneliness is a theme more typical in novels or movies, consider how rangy Martinez Celaya's curiosity is.
I find philosophy to be sort of the armature around which I can build the building of the story. But the story is a jagged, fragmentary story that doesn't really have a plot per se. It's just almost like a constellation, a bunch of stars of the story, and you can connect it in different ways, but they're bright, but they're not continuous.
The work has an isolating feeling. Martinez Celaya insists that he isn't longing for a homeland or explicitly for Cuba.
I have lost more important things by the time I lost my country, and those things are haunting to me much more. Unless it's deeply suppressed, I don't really have a tremendous longing from Cuba other than what those moments were. So when people see a boat, for instance, they immediately assume a Cuban in a boat, an exile, and so on. You know, that boat is adrift, but what is adrift is consciousness, is awareness, is always feeling that you don't know enough about a world that seems opaque in many ways. Nothing to do with exile.
Yet the work exiles the viewer with its absences, a fact the artist says he embraces, even seeks.
There's a trade in meaning in certain ways, but it's a meaning that somehow is bonded to the surface of things. But I think that there's the other meanings that are more unstable, more relational between one thing and another. Some meanings that you only engage with after some chaos of interaction. It's not really there for the taking. Those are the meanings that are more interesting, the meanings that lay hidden, and some of which remains ultimately secret, unknown, but it's an unknown that is very bright. It's an unknown that you know that mystery is very deep and revealing, and somehow the light of that unknown, the power of that, is very revealing of everything else.
Martinez Celaya is comfortable that his work in a contemporary art museum space actually refuses literal interpretation.
That nervousness that people feel in front of something that is unfamiliar or something that they don't know what the right answer is precisely the point of discovery. I mean, that's what life is about. I mean, I walk around, you know, all day long, I'm seeing things I don't understand. It would be nice if somebody was next to me telling me, oh, that means that. I want people to have that sense in the space that I have myself with the work. You know, it took me several years to put this together and understand relationships. And by understand, I don't mean even really understand. Just to have an inkling of what the relationship might be. So it's okay for some visitor to feel a little bit lost, and that's okay.
Martinez Celaya will be in Santa Fe on October 1st. He'll deliver a talk at Tipton Hall on the campus of Santa Fe University of Art and Design at 6 p.m. He'll be discussing his work at Site Santa Fe and the accompanying book, The Pearl, published by Santa Fe's Radius Books. The Pearl remains on view through October 13th. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm Ellen Berkovich.
Warren Hood from Austin, Texas, is a very accomplished musician who is currently playing with his band, Warren Hood and the Hoodlums, as well as performing solo on occasion as well. Warren is a multi-instrumentalist who plays the violin, fiddle, mandolin, and is also the main vocalist of his band. He plays an interesting acoustic fusion of jazz, blues, and newgrass in an Americana style. Warren Hood and the Hoodlums have a new self-titled album, and here's a song off that album entitled All Right. We'll be right back. Warren Hood performed September 29th at the Cowgirl in Santa Fe and on October 6th at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco. I'm Groovy for Adobe Airstream Radio.